You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It's Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather is on the phone line from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and he's going to help us take a look at the weather forecast here in the Midwest and then the growing regions around the planet. Let's start with the next week in the Midwest, Don.
Well, get ready for some winter. An Arctic blast coming out of the Yukon. In fact, it got started in Siberia, is going to be heading into the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies over the next couple of days. Then it's going to push east into the Plain States and eventually get into the Corn Belt. We're going to see a swath of very cold air, coldest air of the season, move in to places like Iowa, Wednesday night and into Thursday. Illinois, we'll see the cold come in late Thursday into Thursday night and Friday, and it is going to be as cold as it's been all season long. Now, when it comes to snow with this system, at least for the Corn Belt, we may be playing the middle here where we may not see a lot of ice and snow. Maybe to our south over the Ohio Valley, then into the upper Midwest to our north and west. Those are the areas that look like they'll get some ice and snow out of this. But the key word is cold for everybody.
Well, anytime you use the words Yukon and Siberia in the same sentence, I suspect it means really cold. What will be the low overnight?
Well, I'll tell you this. There is the potential over a week period, starting from this Thursday and Friday into the following week, where going below zero, I think, is a real possibility.
Daytime highs?
Daytime highs in some areas might not get out of single digits and teens. This is the coldest December cold snap we've seen going back to 2009. And if any of the new forecast charts that have come in today end up being even third correct, you know, getting those single-digit highs and below zero temperatures in some areas of the Midwest next week are a real possibility.
Let's go somewhere warmer. Turn your attention to South America, please.
Well, we're going to have to go there because across the Northern Hemisphere, it's very cold even over in Europe. And if we go to South America and look, it is warmer, and it looks like temperatures in Argentina, Brazil, key growing areas of the South, it is going to be a little bit warmer than it has been. They've actually been close to, if not a little bit below normal temperature-wise. Precipitation-wise, it looks favorable for growing. Brazil, northern and central Argentina look at decent amounts of precipitation over the next week.
And China has finished up their growing season, but Australia is in the midst, I think, of closing out their wheat harvest. How did it go?
Well, doesn't look too bad. There's been a little bit of weather in portions of Australia, but it hasn't been extraordinary, nothing that should have caused too many delays.
Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report, and that wraps it up. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.